Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
And Cheney was behind it. So was Benny Thompson and everybody on that committee. For what they did, honestly, they should go to jail.
President-elect Donald Trump is repeating to NBC that he wants the January 6 committee members investigated. He's suggesting that his new FBI director and attorney general will look into the actions of former Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney and the committee's chair, Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson. Democratic Representative Debbie Dingell of Michigan says committee members were simply doing their jobs, although President Joe Biden is reportedly considering preemptive pardons for them. Dingell says that would undermine the work.
People are talking about, well, should Biden give them a blanket pardon? But a lot of people don't want that to happen.
The House is scrambling to avoid a government shutdown after Trump added a last-minute demand for a two-year debt limit suspension to a funding deal negotiated by congressional leaders. A continuing resolution failed Thursday evening with big parts of both parties unhappy about a rushed and secretive process. South Carolina Republican Ralph Norman is a deficit hawk.
And guess what was hidden in there? And I'm still livid about this. Pay raises for us. How does that square? What return on investment have we given the people of America other than $37 trillion in debt?
Democrats are criticizing Trump, who they say is under the influence of billionaire Elon Musk. They say the president-elect blew up the deal and suddenly set out the major goal of getting rid of the debt limit entirely. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the debate seems settled.
We are prepared to move forward with the bipartisan agreement that we thought was negotiated in good faith with House Republicans.
A state court is removing Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis from Trump's Georgia election interference case, citing her affair with a special prosecutor she also hired. Willis says she'll appeal. New Jersey lawmakers want investigations into drone activity after sightings in 24 communities. While federal agencies say they have found no security threats, the FAA has banned drones there through mid-January. Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew says he doesn't trust what he's hearing from the feds.
We must take these drones out of the sky so we can finally get some answers in who is flying them and why they're flying them.
Financial markets took a hit after the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by a quarter point and reduced its projections for further rate cuts next year. The Dow fell over 2% Wednesday before rebounding slightly Thursday. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says he's optimistic in spite of the unpredictability.
When you're projecting the economy, you know, 3 years out, 2 years out, you're talking about high uncertainty. While we've made progress, it has been slower than we had hoped. Nonetheless, we're still on track.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?